Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Let us be encouraged today to stand in unity as the body of Christ so that the kingdom of God can be revealed on earth as it is in heaven. Let us ask God to enlarge our capacity so that we can reach out to love one another as we sow kingdom seeds with generous hearts. Let us obediently step out in faith for the glory and honor of our Lord. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah 54, verse 2. Here is grace.
Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes.
So let us be determined this week to stand in unity. Unity is powerful. We need each other. If one hurts, everyone experiences hurt. When one exhales, everyone rejoices together. May we allow God to work in and through us to expand our capacity so that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can each play our part in the body of Christ. Then we can draw others to experience and see the kingdom of God here on earth. And let's encourage one another. God created us as relational beings to do life together. So let's reach out to at least one person today who may be experiencing loss, hurt, anxiety, or loneliness. Let's encourage them and love on them the way that Jesus taught us to. May we have generous hearts to sow seeds of hope and peace into the lives of those around us. Will we obey God's promptings today? Will we declare, "Yes, Lord, here I am to shine my light and glorify you in all I say and do." Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that we can go to you whenever we are lonely, whenever we are troubled, we have burdens, and that we can lay this upon your feet. Thank you, Lord, that we can ask that you can comfort us. And Heavenly Father, that you can hold us in your arms. You are always with us. And never for a moment do we need to feel alone or abandoned.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Your word is powerful, Lord. Your word is a healing medicine in our life. God, thank you for your love. Thank you for the unity you bring upon us, Lord. Thank you for the peace in our soul. Thank you, Father. You are holy. There is no one like you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for new, profound revelation every day. Revelation that is based on your word. Revelation that is based on your truth, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you just open up every part of your word through your Holy Spirit and just enlighten our lives so that we can be light bearers, change makers, and just drive a better world for all of us. Lord, we bless you and we just love you and we thank you for being part of our lives and that you speak into our lives each and every day.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message that you are impressing upon us. We thank you because we know that it is close to your heart for people who are lost to come into the kingdom. And you only need our mouths, our feet, our hands, and even the way we live to enable them to come into your kingdom. I pray that you may impress upon every person that is hearing this message to use every opportunity that you give them to speak about your love, to give a testimony of what you've done in their lives so that others also may be brought into the kingdom. Thank you so much for your faithfulness in sustaining us in salvation.
Thank you, Father God, for sending your Son and for blessing all your children. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for us and showing us the way. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for empowering us every day to be Jesus to those around us. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.